Welcome back to the Big Beat Online Radio Show with your host, DJ King Blind. This is episode 54. You can visit us online at djkingblind.com. There you can subscribe to our podcast. You can write us and say hello. You can listen to any of our episodes, past or present. Or you can donate to our show to help keep things going. This week's podcast theme is called I Hear a Symphony, the story of the greatest studio musicians the world has ever known. Specifically, I'll be focusing on the Wrecking Crew, the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section, and the Funk Brothers. Let's get into it. Session musicians, studio musicians, or backing musicians are musicians hired to perform in a recording session or live performance. The term sideman is also used in cases of live performances. Session musicians are usually not permanent members of a musical ensemble or band. They work behind the scenes and rarely achieve individual fame in their own right as soloists or band leaders. Though every once in a while, there's people that stand out like Carole King or Glenn Campbell. We'll talk about that. However, top sessions are well known within the music industry, and some have become publicly recognized, such as the Wrecking Crew, the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section, and the Funk Brothers, who work with Motown Records. Many session musicians specialize in playing common instruments such as the guitar, piano, bass, or drums. Others are specialists and play brass, woodwinds, and strings. Many session musicians play multiple instruments, which allow them to play in a wider range of musical situations and genres and styles. Examples of doubling include double bass or electric bass, acoustic guitar and mandolin, or piano and accordion, and saxophone or other woodwind instruments. Session musicians are used when musical skills are needed on a short-term basis. Typically, session musicians are used by recording studios to provide backing tracks for other musicians for recording sessions or live performances. That could be recording music for an album or advertising, film, television, or theater. In the 2000s, the term session musicians and studio musicians are synonymous, though in past decades, studio musician was meant as a musician associated with a single record company or recording studio or entertainment agency. Think about this. For the Funk Brothers, for example, that was Motown's house band. And when you hear these songs, it should absolutely devastate you how incredible these musicians were and how dynamic that they were in their sounds. If you listen to the Beach Boys or you listen to Phil Spector, that's the Wrecking Crew, man. It's unbelievable. If you listen to all of that fantastic, the Muscle Shoals sound in North Alabama, that's the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section. So we're going to get into that. I specifically want to talk about my lead track, how I'm going to start everything off, with the song by the Supremes, the song I Hear a Symphony. It's a 1965 song recorded by the Supremes for the Motown label. It was written and produced by Motown's main production team, Holland Doizer Holland. The song became their sixth number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 pop singles in the United States. And for 2 weeks, from November 14th, 1965 through November 27th, 1965, on the UK singles chart, the single peaked at 39. Incredibly, the Supremes enjoyed a run of hits through 1964 and 1965 under the guidance of those writers and producer Holland Doizer Holland. In mid-1965, the producers came to realize they had fallen into a rut with the Supremes. Nothing But a Heartache, which is an incredible song, failed to make the top 10, missing it by just one position and breaking the string of number one hits initiated by Where Did Our Love Go? This made Motown chief Berry Gordy crazy. He was displeased with the performance of Nothing But a Heartache and circulated a memo around the Motown offices that reads the following. We will release nothing less than top 10 products by any artist. And because of the Supremes' worldwide acceptance, it's greater than other artists on them. And we will only release number one records with the Supremes. Think about that. The Supremes weren't just the ambassador of Motown. The Supremes were ambassadors of black excellence. And that's incredible. It's an incredible thought and an enormous amount of pressure to put upon them because they were the worldwide symbol at that time of black excellence. Holler Doizer Holland set forth to set about breaking their formula and trying something new. The result was the song I Hear a Symphony, a song with more complex musical structures than previous Supreme releases. Symphony was released as a single in place of another Holler Doizer Holland Supreme song, Mother Dear, which had been recorded in the same style as their earlier hits. In 1968, Diana Ross said it was one of her favorite songs to perform, even though the key register posed some challenges. Billboard called the song a blockbuster, as well-written rhythm ballad with a pulsating beat and top vocal work. It's an incredible song, and if you listen to the vocal performance and the music on this, the Funk Brothers are playing on another level, and the Supremes, well, the being the Supremes, they're just at the absolute top of their game. I'm really excited. I'm going to play a block of songs for you from the Funk Brothers, and then we're going to play some songs from the Memphis Rhythm section, and then the Wrecking Crew, and our last few songs at the end will just be a collection of other great, amazing studio performances. A lot of these songs are pop songs or soul songs because they really knew how to utilize these studio musicians, because these musicians worked in what was called hit factories. These labels had a pretty good formula of having these amazing songwriters using the best studio musicians in the world and cranking out hit after hit after hit. Something that we don't see today in this sort of volume. It was just expected to be excellent at all times. Not excellent, the absolute best in the world, period. And that's what this music is. Let's get into it, because I hear a symphony.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly, I'm feeling so
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hung her head and said,
spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I
mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
I know it was a rolling stone.
down. I was standing your knees halfway down to the ground. You move it to the west, you move it to the south. You turn around and kiss your partner in the mouth. Down on Pumpkin Street, digging that funky beat. Down on Pumpkin Street, where the grooviest people meet. Sweet soul music is in the air. People that come and from everywhere. Three, come on, baby, go with me. Two used to be the bad boogaloo. One got to have just a little fun. Down on Pumpkin Street, thinking the funky beat, honey. Down on Pumpkin Street, doing the funky folk on us. Down on Pumpkin Street. Tell mama what you want. Tell mama.
such a winter's day.
Stopped into a church, I passed along the way.
County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
some velvet morning when I'm straight. I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made it in. Some velvet morning when I'm straight.
Flowers grow.
Tears. make believe you never see the tears you cry.
Don't stop.
Now you really gotta go, so walk on by.
Don't stop.
Make believe you never see the tears you cry.
Don't stop.
Now you really gotta go, so walk on by.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. And understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why. It's trouble with pain, but as long as a man has the strength to dream, he can redeem his soul and fly. Deep in my heart, there's a trembling question. Still I sure that the answer's gonna come somehow. Out there in the dark, there's a beckoning candle, yeah. And while I can think, while I can talk, while I can stand, while I can walk, while I can dream, oh, please let my dream.
Holy cow, that's it. That, man, that is just the best music. Let's talk about what we just heard. The first four songs are from the Funk Brothers. They are the studio musicians in these songs. First song is The Supremes' I Hear a Symphony from the album of the same name. And they also grate the album The Number Ones. Papa Was a Rolling Stone. God, listen to that bass guitar. Just listen to everything. That's The Temptations from the album Favorites. Next, Higher and Higher, Your Love Keeps Lifting Me, is the song, the amazing Jackie Wilson. One More Time, The Temptations, I Can't Get Next to You, from the Motown collection, The Complete Number Ones, because, man, they had a lot of number ones. We switch over to the Memphis Rhythm section, the Del Reys and the great song Fortune Teller. After that, Stagger Lee from Wilson Pickett, Memphis Rhythm section, so powerful and incredible, just awesome stuff. Arthur Conley, Funky Street is after that. And the incredible Etta James from the album and the song Tell Mama. We then switch to the West Coast, to the Wrecking Crew. Be My Baby, the song that made Brian Wilson drive his car off the road. He couldn't believe what he was hearing. He couldn't believe the music that was coming out of his car stereo speaker. So his car had drove off to the side of the road. He was transfixed on this amazing music that Phil Spector had produced and all that mono glory. It's the Ronettes, Be My Baby. Then He Kissed Me, The Crystals, from the fantastic Wall of Sound compilation, the very best of Phil Spector. California Dreamin', The Mamas and the Papas, The Wrecking Crew, showing their versatility on that track. Wichita Lineman, from the album Wichita Lineman, Mr. Glenn Campbell, a member of The Wrecking Crew, goes solo, becomes a huge international sensation with my favorite song that he'd ever done. Wow, just amazing. And then a collection of songs, not by those 2D musicians, but by various people, but just amazing songs that exemplify that experience still. Walk On By, Dionne Warwick, If I Can Dream, the mighty king of rock and roll himself, Elvis Presley, If I Never Fall in Love Again, Bobby Gentry, Something's Got a Hold of My Heart from Gene Pitney, and the epic masterpiece, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, the Walker Brothers. That is I Hear a Symphony. I hope you liked it. I just had such a great time playing that music. Every week we have a new episode. I'm DJKingBlind.com. Next week, we go to Mississippi for the Delta Blues. We'll see you next week. Adios.